Previously on Frosting.
I love those kids. They worked for that cake. They deserve that coconut cream cake.
No, I swear, wait, did you say coconut cream? I'm allergic to coconut. You can ask the nurse.
Oh, we will.
You know, there was one thing. Let me send you over the photos and you can figure it out yourself.
What's that on his face?
That's the interesting part. Coconut cream frosting.
From the Berkeley Carroll Middle School podcast, this is Frosting, Episode 3. I'm Aiden Lucy. We're deep into our investigation of Miss Babbitt's cake, and I asked her a few more questions about the timing of the incident. Miss Babbitt, are you sure the cake was eaten right after lunch?
Yeah, we had class on the fourth floor. The cake was in the box. I even sneaked a little peek before we all went to lunch. Our class continued after lunch, but when I got up here, the class was already in the room.
And the cake had been eaten.
The box was open on my desk. The students were crowded around. Nothing but crumbs. Oh, what a travesty.
It's clear that Miss Babbitt is pretty shaken up by this whole ordeal. Good thing we have a new suspect, Dino, who was captured in class with frosting on his face.
Dino, buddy, how are you?
What? Are you one of those reporter kids? Katie warned me about you.
What? Recording you? Of course not. Just a quick question. Any chance you ate the whole cake in humanities? No judgment, just curious.
No, no, no! I would never do that! I couldn't have done it anyway. I had lunch to eat. I was like the last kid to class. Now leave me alone or I'll...
You'll what? Eat my snack?
Ugh!
Time to test Dino's alibi. Can a student finish lunch duty and still make it to class ahead of their classmates? We sent two intrepid investigators to find out.
Here's the deal. We're in the cafeteria and it's the end of lunch. We're watching the kids finish cleaning up and we're going to see if we can get up to the classroom fast enough to eat the cake before anyone else gets there.
Okay, we're putting the rods right. And go!
First floor.
Second floor.
Third floor. And almost there. Fourth floor.
We did it. We're on the top floor. And, we're alone.
Pretend you're eating cake.
Yeah, we could totally do this. Now we just have to hide in the bathroom until the class gets here and come back out like nothing happened.
Diabolical.
You mean diabolical.
Whatever. Same thing.
Listen up. Let's go through these facts.
Sure. Dino had access to the cake if he sprinted up the stairs after lunch duty. And he's a pretty mean dude, so that might be enough to make him eat a whole cake. He'd love to hear kids complain about not getting any.
So who's going to tell him what we found out?
Definitely not me.
Come on, he can't be that scary.
Wait, I just got something for our anonymous tip email address. Check out this picture.
It looks like a selfie from Babbitt's class. There's Katie in the background, and there's Dino. And wait a second.
No, frosting. And look at the clock on the wall. This was taken before the picture that Miss Wintergreen sent me. Her picture is a fake.
Wait, why would she Photoshop a picture of Dino?
That's not all. Our anonymous tipper sent something else. It's a screenshot from teachermatch.com.
Is that Miss Babbitt and Miss Wintergreen holding hands?
Miss Babbitt and Miss Wintergreen are an item? What could this mean? Is our investigation getting closer, or is it all falling apart? We'll find out next time on Frosting.